Just resting now. No effort, not even the effort to bring the mind to the breath. No effort. You have been through so much, sweetheart. Now is the time to begin to regroup. And we support one another in our group configuration by right now focusing on ourselves, just you. Right now, just your body receiving the breath, releasing the breath. Your body in its place on the earth grids right now. You are in the perfect place on the earth grids right now. The organic structures and energy flows of your physical body are perfectly attuned to some aspect, at least some aspect, of where you are on the planet right now. There is perfection. Know it. Some things are breaking apart now within you, around you. In the greater world, it almost goes without saying. You could almost say this every time we come together. But this is more today, this is more about you. What is shattering? I promise you, what is shattering now is an energetic bundle or a configuration that is no longer a vibrational match to you. As we have said before, you are existing now and your body is existing now, almost inexplicably, but across a bandwidth of different dimensional and therefore vibrational frequencies. So indeed, yes, there is a part of you that is already living into a more spacious, loving, joyful, creative, free reality. It's not even a hope, it's a reality. And there are other, perhaps great swaths of your being that are still in density, doubt, confusion, overwhelm, contraction, pain, maybe just flat out pain. And so this moment is not just about rest. We're moving a little bit past that. Still not into the realms of real effort yet. But we need to start to feel into this place, the beginnings of a momentum called regrouping. As though you are a little snow globe and you've gotten a hell of a shaking. Do I even have to tell you that? You know that. And so there are pieces, energies, thoughts, emotions, beliefs, sensations, perhaps even incumbent biochemistry that has gotten shaken up. It's on the move. And perhaps some of it is on the move, i.e. it's moving out of either your body, your physical body, different aspects of your being. It's on its way out. Still in the moment, it can seem very chaotic. But mostly a sort of dull kind of exhaustion and overwhelm. So, what to do? What to do, Master of Light? How are we going to use our time together? Because we are together right now, you and I. You are in my heart and I am in yours. What are we going to do with these precious moments together? Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do, my beautiful friend. We're going to rise. Maybe you don't feel like it, or maybe you don't feel like you can, but I promise you, we will together. Because that's what we came here to do. You're like a blazing little cork of light, I promise you. You're gonna rise. So what to do now with these pieces of, in some cases it's information, this old that is breaking apart, and in some cases you're still in it, you're still in the break apart. Regrouping. The one thing that we're not going to do right now is to try to activate the linear, the beta mind. To try to use that as a tool of discernment. Which pieces I need? What do I still need? How am I going to make sense of this? How can I put these pieces back together? What is still me? What is still going to be helpful to me? And on, you see, yes? The linear mind will only further scatter you at this point, number one, but also your linear mind is exhausted. And that is a good part of that experience of exhaustion and overwhelm, which leads to confusion and doubt. A lot of that actually comes from your linear mind, and your emotional body then is going to simply configure itself around that for the most part. to some degree, of course, your emotional body is just organically plugged into the collective, and you are receiving information in that way through those channels as well. But in large part, as you know, the mind will sort of flail around, and the emotional body is going to follow. And right now, you know, the human aspect, the mental body connected to the human aspect of self, it is under stressors that most of us are not even aware of, and we've spoken about this a little bit before. These very intentional frequencies and pieces of information and bandwidths and frequencies, low frequencies, that are designed to obfuscate. And make it difficult for the linear mind to discern truth. In regrouping today, right now, in this moment, you'll be perhaps pleased to hear that we are just going to sit. Or perhaps lie down, if you're already lying down. Bravo. Surrender to the exhaustion. Just lie down. In all that seems to be spinning or flying around you, up like a sandstorm in your field, perhaps more substantial pieces, broken heart or broken body, there is truth in there as well. Much of this will leave, Master. The shards of truth, though, what resonates as truth for you, and what perhaps even in its current iteration is not expressing highest truth, but will be alchemized into a higher expression. There are pieces of truth here in this current snow globe experience that you're having. Trust that, so for sure we are not going to flail or even make much of emotion outside of our central alignment. Resting, resting, nesting in the heart. The heart in the embrace of the body in the embrace of that sphere of golden light that is your soul consciousness at higher levels. Resting, nesting. Just sit. You are the still point in the center of the snow globe. And you might have to go deep within. You might have to picture, might be that your heart feels like a snow globe. Now, I promise you that that is the human aspected heart, right? But this is very, it is a very real and very important aspect of the human construct. So I do not say that to be derisive of the human aspected heart. But perhaps it feels like that is what is the snow globe. Shaken and confused and tender and raw. Find the still point even there. The beautiful Tibetan mantra, Om Mane Padme Om. It means the jewel in the heart of the lotus. The heart of the heart of the heart. The purest jewel of the light that you are. And it brings your awareness to that. Rest there. Find the jewel in the heart. And just know that from that place, the jewel in the heart of the lotus that is you, your embodiment in this lifetime. From that jewel, that center point, you naturally radiate. No effort required, sweetheart. No effort required right now. And that radiance, that frequential emanation of frequency that is uniquely you, creates a pattern in the field. And the energetic weaves and the waves and the light. Is going to configure around that. And that is how you are going to regroup in the middle of a shaken snow globe. No grasping, no trying to figure it out. There will be times when it is appropriate to use the linear mind, which is actually a fantastic tool for the navigation of the human third-dimensional realms. But that time is not now, right now. Resting. Master nesting the jewel within the heart of the lotus. For many of you, there was a choice point you've just recently passed. For some, there is a slightly different timeline that you've shifted onto now. Very newly on it. The way might not seem clear. There might actually be a little bit of a sense of tension falling away. And that is part of this initial sense of the fragmentation, the fracturing, and therefore the need to regroup. There's been a slight breaking open of what was extremely contracted. And perhaps at one time, maybe even seemed like you couldn't see a way out. And here now, a possibility to shift perspective. Rather than focusing on the fragments, focus on the space between them that now exists. The space is between the little particles of snow in your shaken snow globe. And then you look around and you say, yes, I see light. I see shards of light now. Not I see the things that have broken apart and all of the pieces that I need to sort through and sift through and make sense of and find a way to put it back to you. No. Not right now. Not right now. Look out now. And say, all right. I see it. Like a stained glass window, you're going to focus on the light and not on the lines of the solder. For some of you, there was a choice point relative to the physical body. This is going to take some effort to stay on your new path. As I said, you are newly on that new timeline, slightly higher octave of timeline that you were on before. This is going to take some effort. Commit. That old configuration whether the physical body or a piece of information that you're putting into the physical body, something like that, that configuration of that physical body is not a vibrational match to where you are, let alone where you're going. It is time to commit to the new timeline. And so the regrouping is perhaps going to have more to do with the physical body. And it is going to look like maybe more of a reconfiguration. For some, this reconfiguration, this regrouping, is going to have to do with, or there's some part of this that has to do with stepping back, retreating, dropping the rope in a tug of war, as it were, and just stepping back. If you are resting and nesting, and blazing and anchored as that jewel in the heart of the lotus, then the commitment that is required, or the retreat, commit to retreating, whatever that is, it is going to come from that place of bright, clear truth. No grasping. No flailing. Very little beta mind mentalizing right now. Just sit. Just rest. Right action will arise from that place. Your body connected to nature, and the nodal points on the grids, you in the memory of light, the master of light that you are, in your highest vertical alignment, in your purest connection with source.